used to dance for the money they'd throw. Mama would do whatever he could. Preach a little gospel, sell a couple bottles of Dr. Good. Gypsies, tramps, and thieves, we'd hear it from the people of the town. They'd call us gypsies, tramps, and thieves. But every night all the men would come around and lay their money down. Up a boy just south of Mobile, gave him a ride, filled him with a hot meal. I was 16, he was 21. Rode with us to Memphis, and Papa would have shot him if he knew what he'd done.
News Talk 99.7 WNTK AM 1490 FM 98.9 WUVR. Welcome to Day Trip Destinations.
As the kids would say, that is a bop.
That is a true bop.
But that is truly a song. You just like, it gets in your...
It does.
You just groove.
Yeah. I wish I had like little like finger cymbals.
All right, Mr. Krabs.
I'd like to thank our sponsors.
I think that's great. Let's do that.
Crown Point Cabinetry, Appleseed Restaurant, Bar Harbor Bank and Trust, Sweepy Market and Cafe, One Credit Union, Eversource, New London Hospital, Forbes Tavern, Bookkeeping with Phyllis Gagnon, and Little Brother's Burger.
Oh, we have somebody new. Awesome.
Uh-huh. Little Brother
Burger. I love Little Brother Burger.
Mm-hmm.
They have a sandwich called the Bruce Lee.
The Bruce Lee. Kapow.
I'm kapowing.
Ka-chow.
Ka-chow.
Wow.
Anyways, it's like a chicken sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got like a boatload of pickles on it.
Oh, there you go.
And this is what's weird about it, though, because if anyone knows me, I don't enjoy coleslaw.
Yes.
But there is coleslaw on it.
Mm. But and it's acceptable.
But
on
I don't
the
mind it.
Mm.
It's very weird.
Interesting.
But it's lovely.
So maybe you do like coleslaw, but in the manner in which you are served it.
Maybe it's a different type of coleslaw. I don't know.
Maybe.
But I just love it. I think it's an awesome sandwich. It's a special, so I don't know how long it's going to last, but
we'll see.
I will get it as often as I can.
Mm.
It's been twice so far.
And speaking of them, they're located at 420 Main Street in New London, open Monday through Sunday, 11:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. You can find feature items, drink promos, musical events, and more by searching for Little Brother Burger on Facebook, online ordering with Chow Now. Head on over to littlebrotherburgercompany.com and place your order for New Hampshire Magazine's best burger in the Lake Sunapee region. It's also brought to you by Bar Harbor Bank and Trust, who think differently about banking. They get to know their customers and are committed to providing the right tools and right advice to help you be successful. Learn more at www.barharbor.bank.
Thank you to all of our sponsors for supporting this show.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you to Phyllis Gagnon and
Gagnon
and Little Brother Burgers for stepping up and supporting the show. That's super awesome. We always love to see new sponsors popping on. And then
it gives
us something else to talk about too. So thank you to the sponsors for supporting the show. We appreciate you. So yeah, I'm going to share a little bit of a share kick. Every time. All right. Well, here we are, friends. It is the end of March. What did we say? In like a lion, out like a lamb?
That's right.
In like a lamb, out like a lion.
That pretty much is the way it worked this month.
I don't even know.
Yeah, the storm kind of put a kibosh on that whole idea.
A kibosh, yeah. The snowstorm, folks, 30 inches, 24
inches. That was unexpected.
I think some people it was unexpected because they were like, oh, we're in the spring. Woo! We don't have to watch the weather forecast.
I don't know. I was watching the forecast, and I mean... So I think it was like Tuesday last week.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they're like, oh, we're going to get like an inch, like a dusting to like a couple inches. And I was like, all right,
right.
Whatever.
Yeah, I remember seeing that.
And then it was like 2 to 4. And I'm like, whatever. I'll still just let it melt.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was like 4 to 8. And I'm like, ugh.
Well, here we go. Yeah.
And it was like 8 to 12. And then like Friday, it was like up to like a foot plus. And I was like, oh, God.
Yeah.
And then it was like 3 feet, all the way, 2.5 feet.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it was just wild.
I was in Burlington, Vermont for the weekend, and it did snow there as well, but it was probably maybe, I don't know, 8 to 10 inches.
Yeah.
It wasn't too bad.
Yeah, we got hit like right in this pocket of just intensity.
Which is natural. Like, we always get that stupid weird.
Yeah, it was like that storm like 3 years ago where like areas around here got like 48 inches. Remember that
one?
Yeah,
that was weird.
That was insane.
I, like, couldn't shovel out. So here's the thing that bothers me, and I'm just going to talk for just a hot second about this, is I have to do all of the shoveling and stuff like that at the office,
yep.
Right, and at the chamber office, which is fine. I don't have an issue with that.
Mm.
However, when the town workers mm-hmm. are snow blowing.
Yeah.
It would be super helpful.
If they would not do it over your walkway.
If they wouldn't snow blow the snow on what I have to, already
right.
shovel.
Yeah.
Because now it's not just snow. Now it's ice and dirt mm-hmm. and it's twice as heavy and chunky and it's solid. Like, that literally. Happens, yeah. I didn't even, because I was gone over the weekend, right? Mm-hmm. So it snowed on Saturday.
Yep.
So on Sunday, I wasn't
You're
there.
Here, yeah.
And then on Monday, when I went in, mm-hmm. I was like, oh my gosh.
It's just like a sheet of ice and
how
slush.
How am I going to do this?
Yeah.
So I literally had to do like an S curve on my sidewalk because there were piles I couldn't
right.
lift.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Like, I'm strong, but I'm not that strong.
Right.
So I just shoveled in an S pattern and I was like, if somebody wants to come in, they're just going to have to navigate it.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping that it just kind of melts away. You know,
it's always the worst feeling when you get done shoveling your whole driveway.
Yeah.
And then the plow comes by.
And you're like, no.
Especially this storm. Cause,
slow motion.
Yeah. Like on my hill, they don't really come that often.
Yeah.
So it's usually, the storm was weird too at my house because we were up to like a foot and a half
mm-hmm.
and I cleared out most of it. And this was by like 6 p.m. Saturday. Mm-hmm. And I took a nap for like 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And I literally, 2 hours later, I went back outside, and there was, another foot. And I was like, well, how did that even happen?
You're like, I just cleaned this out.
Like, literally. I was just like, this is, what? Yeah. Like, I was just so surprised. I was like, maybe I'll be at, another inch or two. And it was, 12. And I was like.
Snowmageddon.
So then the plow came by, and they hadn't, come by in that entire period that, that foot of snow had fallen. So the snowbank against my driveway was, literally 4 feet high of just wet, wet, heavy, heavy stuff. And I was just like, I'll deal with this in a couple days.
Yeah, how am I
not doing this?
Yeah. I don't know. No. Hopefully, cross our fingers, it's the last one.
Yeah. I mean, I'm still expecting another, dusting or maybe an inch or two. But, mm-hmm. you know, as long as there are, storms that melt the next day.
Right.
That's fine.
We'll go with that.
But, yeah, it's just so much snow.
Yeah. So, obviously, our mountain ski mountains are loving it, you know?
Oh, yeah. They've just extended their season a month.
Yeah. They're excited about all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Which is great, obviously, for people who enjoy spring skiing, mm-hmm. you know, and they love to be out there and do
especially
things,
this winter, too, because it was just so rough.
Yeah.
I mean, just having that, boon at the end is kind of nice, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So here we are, end of March, heading into April, kind of taking a look at, you know, yes, the springtime is coming, the warmer weathers, the mm-hmm. sunshine, the grass, the tulips, all the things.
Yes.
Hopefully we'll be out sooner rather than later. Easter's this weekend, which is kind of crazy.
It's
early. Super early.
Yeah.
But that's kind of nice because, you know, it's just a little bit of a break, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because after this, it's really, what's next, Memorial Day?
For holidays?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, well, yep, Memorial Day in May, end of May.
Yeah.
So, and then, of course, that's that's the launch. I always call it the launch.
Because it's kind of crazy to think that's less than 2 months away at this point.
Yeah. And we just got that huge snowstorm. So you're like, wait a minute. What?
Summer, I know. Yeah.
Summer kickoff is
remember 2 years ago, though, we also had that storm May 15th or something. And it was 6 inches. And I was just like, stop.
What is happening?
Stop it.
What is happening here?
And then last year we had that really, really late freeze that mm-hmm. knocked off most of the apple blossoms.
Yep.
And that was a horrible year for them.
So, yeah, so, the farmers markets and stuff usually start up on Memorial Day weekend. Mm-hmm. So that's, you know, and I remember there being times when it was, super cold when mm-hmm. we first started.
I remember there was a Memorial Day back in, 2014, mm-hmm. I think it was, and I literally saw flurries. I was like, no.
You're like, no.
I was like, I just went back inside.
Shut it down.
I was like, I'm sleeping the rest
down.
Of the day.
Yeah.
I'll come back, try again tomorrow.
Yeah.
No.
I don't know. It's kind of crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, so that's kind of on my mind is definitely, the springtime and the gearing up of all of the events and, the planning for all of the things that are coming up, you know, coming down the pike here
mm-hmm.
in just a few months. So it's just crazy. It's always crazy, but this is even more so crazy.
Yeah.
So for the show today, first thing I wanted to mention is on the show, we always talk about, obviously, day trips, right? Mm-hmm. Places you can go around our region, around the state, if you're looking for something to do on a, you know,
Swim.
One of the things I want to talk about is coming up on April 5th, 6th, and 7th.
Mm-hmm.
So it's coming up pretty quickly.
Manically.
It is down in Manchester.
Okay.
But we talked about it last year because it's one of my favorite events of the year.
Is it one of the trade home shows?
Yes, yeah, so mm-hmm. it's the Expo show. So it's the Made in New Hampshire Expo.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously, you know, as part of my position at the Chamber, is to promote all things local, right?
Yep.
To promote things that are created here, that are made here, that mm-hmm. are cooked here, that are baked here, you know, and this Made in New Hampshire Expo does that for a lot of the state. So a lot of these people, they, you know, they might live in Barrington, they might live in Raymond, they might live in, you know, Chicora, you know what I mean? But they're all coming down to the same space, mm-hmm. and they're selling their goods and services, things that they've created. So it's a really great opportunity for, I don't want to say Christmas shopping, but that's kind of what I think about when I'm there. But they have, I mean, anything in the world you could think of, it's definitely at this expo. So consumables, things like chocolate and cheese, and they have a whole thing called a libation station, which is where if you're 21 plus, you can get a little wristband and you can go in and you can actually sample beer and wine from all across the state. So it's really awesome. Some of it's new, you know, kind of fresh. They just kind of were putting it or launching it, if you will, for this coming summer. So you're like getting the first taste of something that they've just kind of created, which is cool. And there's a lot of conversation. There's a lot of people sharing rack cards and flyers and business cards, and they're saying, hey, if you're interested, like, you know, we can do a private event, and we can do a private tasting, and we can do all these kinds of things. I can do special orders. So Friday, April 5th from 1 p.m. to 7 p.m. On Saturday, April 6th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. And then on Sunday, April 7th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. And it's at the Doubletree Hilton in Manchester. It's only $8 per adult to enter. But of course, when you're in there, you always spend like. I think one time I was there and I spent like $250.
I'm sure it's easy when you just have that many vendors.
It's crazy. Senior folks over 65, $7. And then kids, of course, are free. It's in its 27th year. Of being the Made in New Hampshire Expo down in Manchester. And the amount of things that they have is just wild. They have candles. They have, there's this guy that sells chocolate. It's called the Chocolate Butcher. Literally what he does is he makes
the chocolate.
He makes the chocolate and then he breaks it up into like bite-sized pieces. So it's literally the most imperfect chocolate, like shapes and sizes and whatever.
I like that.
But it's so good.
Chaos and chocolate.
So, exactly. Yeah. Very much so. Yeah. So he does white chocolate, milk chocolate, dark chocolate, and then he has them in like, he calls them, I think, like baking cuts or something like that. But they have those in pre-done bags. And then he also does raspberry chocolates, mint chocolates. I actually have the mint chocolate in my car right now. There's a few other things that he does, like different flavors. They have bags. So there's this kid, and he makes bags out of recycled billboards. So, you know, when people have the – I know your face is like, what the heck? But I bought one for at least one time for Christmas. So it's basically like when they are done with a billboard, like a printed billboard, right? They pretty much take it down, the pieces down. And it's supposed to be indoor-outdoor material because it's obviously outside. It's supposed to be weatherproof. So instead of just throwing them away – then he'll recreate bags out of them. So they're like little pieces and parts of billboards, which is cool.
Rigid?
No, not really.
There's like canvas, maybe.
Yeah, it's kind of like this material.
Yeah,
it's
okay, like I can see that.
Indoor outdoor thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he also does the same thing with sails from sailboats. So like when they're decommissioned and they're not usable anymore, instead of fixing them and reusing them, because I don't think you can do that, and instead of throwing them away, he'll actually take the fabric or he'll take the material and he'll make bags out of them. It's just super cool.
Yeah, that's a neat idea.
I love it, and it's obviously recycling, but also functional, right?
And it's unique. Art.
It is. It's art. And, of course, we mentioned the wine, the beer, the libation station. They have lots of different soaps. They have the candles. Locally crafted items of all kinds. They have teas, like printed teas, with different things like New Hampshire based on them. So if you're looking for some kind of New Hampshire swag for people, it's a really cool spot to go for that. Different pet products, pet snacks, pet food, pet collars, pet all the things pet. They have fudge, of course. I mean, like, who doesn't go to an event and not get fudge? They have things like freeze-dried candy. They have White Mountain puzzles. I love White Mountain puzzles. They are so cool. The White Mountain puzzles are from like Lincoln, maybe. I can't remember the town that they're from. Lincoln, maybe. They have a store that's up there. I've been to it. I've bought like 5 puzzles.
How much fun would that be to like just like run a puzzle store?
Yeah, I guess so. It would depend on location, because I feel like they don't really get a lot of foot traffic up there in the off seasons.
Yeah.
So it would be kind of like.
I mean, you could always do like an Etsy store. On the off season.
Yeah, that's true.
And then on season. Sell online. In person. I don't know. I think like just like traveling through like the nestling.
Why are you doing that with your body?
Like moving through the woods.
Oh.
Like on a long trail.
Mm-hmm.
And then happening upon a puzzle shop like in the woods that's sitting in a tree.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like a gnome comes out and he's like, welcome, come to my puzzle shop. And then you like climb a ladder. And then it's just like inside it's like Narnia where it's like. It's like the size of a closet, but it's actually an entire world.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, you'll never want to leave my puzzle shop. It's like, here, have a peppermint stick.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just put it in your mouth like a toothpick, and he just starts whistling, and you just go like hand in hand and skip through like the store.
Mm-hmm.
And he shows you various puzzles and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, unfortunately, your time here has come to an end. Would you like a puzzle before you depart? Back to the journey to the real. And you're like, sure.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, we only take happiness coins. And you're like, I don't have happiness coins. Those aren't a real thing in my world.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, oh, fear not. You can earn them.
See, this is why some people think you're weird, but I find it quite endearing. Anyways, so your happiness coins can be earned by playing the puzzle gnome game. So there's lots of amazing products at the Made in New Hampshire Expo, which are all conveniently made in New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
And they also do have live music. They have people who are singer-songwriters, that kind of a thing. They have different choral groups that come in to perform. They even have, in one of the back corners, they actually have like a local sanctuary farm that's kind of there, like a... Yeah, like a farm. But like they have some dogs, some chicks, and like a donkey, and they have some other things that they
like
bring.
Actual, like live animals?
Yeah, they actually bring them to the event.
You ever think about how odd that is?
What?
Like just like why that's like an attraction for people. I just think it's weird that like we just like cart all these caged animals around and we're like, look. It's like, yeah, we get it. We've
an
seen
animal.
Them. Yeah. It's like, okay. It's nothing unusual. It's not like, you know, like they're bringing like platypus or something, you know, it's like the same.
Well, Wildlife Encounters is like travels around and does like kids' birthday parties and stuff.
Yeah.
And they like let you hold a hissing cockroach and stuff like that.
Yeah. But again, like that's stuff you can get anywhere.
Gross, by the way.
Yeah.
So the Made in New Hampshire Expo, again, Friday, April 5th, Saturday, April 6th, and Sunday, April 7th. Fantastic opportunity to get out and support things that are locally made in New Hampshire. It's only $8 to attend,
mm-hmm.
and it's at the Doubletree by Hilton in Manchester.
All right. Take a break and come back with the next segment of Day Trip Destinations on News Talk 99.7 WNTK, AM 1490, FM 98.9 WUVR.
The Fortune Queen of New Orleans is brushing her cat. On the back seat with scratches from the marks of man, her fortune she had won. Couldn't see through the tinted glass. She said, home, James, and he hit the gas. I followed her to some darkened room. She took my money, she said, I'll be.
News Talk 99.7 WNTK, AM 1490, FM 98.9 WUVR. Welcome back to Day Trip Destinations, where this segment is brought to you by Sweet Bee Cafe. Open once again, it's the return of breakfast sandwiches and other freshly prepared breakfast and lunch items. Highlighting seasonal produce made to order on the weekends, Saturday and Sunday, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Find wraps, salads, soups, and more in the grab-and-go cooler all week long during Sweet Bee Market hours, Wednesday through Sunday. Hang there or take to go. And by Crown Point Cabinetry, a second-generation family business located in Claremont. Crown Point, nationally recognized for fine-quality cabinetry for your entire home.
Thank you to our sponsors for supporting this show. We appreciate you. So for our second segment today, a few things I didn't mention in the first segment that I should have. So number one is the solar eclipse is coming up, friends. The 8th.
As long as the gods will it.
So Monday, April 8th is when the supposed total eclipse
supposed.
Is
supposed.
Okay, I say that because I feel like it's going to be a cloudy day.
It could be cloudy. It could rain. It could be overcast.
Exactly. We do have a few glasses left over at the office if people would like them. Matt has one right now. He's showing the world his sweet shades. So it's supposed to take place around like 2:22, I think. And then it finishes and wraps up in totality like 3... or four.
Yeah, I think it's about like 2 hours between the beginning and end.
Yeah, something like that. So it goes into partial, then it goes into total, then it goes back to partial, yada, yada.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. Again, it just depends on the weather, if people are even going to be able to see it. But if you are going to be able to see it, you should be using special glasses to be able to do it.
Otherwise, you go blind.
Because you should not be looking at the sun directly.
Generally, especially during an eclipse, because the sun is amplified.
There you go. Yeah, so there's a lot of information on the state tourism website, visitnh.org. So definitely keep that in mind. It is a day that kids are, a lot of schools are closing early because that is pretty much the time the kids would be on the bus. So they're trying to kind of get the kids back home to parents so that they can worry about the whole thing of not looking at it.
Take advantage of the scientific experiment in the sky.
Right.
Teach your children about the planets and the solar system and our eight planets.
There are some events and things going on, but most of them are up north. We're not in the path of totality, but we are about like 90.
We're really close.
Yeah, we're like 98.
It's like with a 3% or something.
Yeah, it's like 98%, 95%, something like that.
I think like you said, like the coast was like low 90s.
Yeah.
I think around like the White Mountains and stuff was like 97, 98.
Right.
I know Upper Valley you said was like 98, 99, something like that. So yeah, it's really close.
Yeah.
I mean, even if you don't get total totality, like it's still going to be a spectacle. I think it's going to be interesting for the people that are completely oblivious to the fact that this is happening.
Yeah,
it's
true.
And just midday, all of a sudden, it's just getting like dusk at like 3 p.m. They're like, what?
What is going on? Sunday, April 7th is the Taste of Sullivan County event at the Newport Opera House.
That's right.
So from 2 to 5 p.m., ages 21 and up only.
Uh-huh.
And it's $17 per person if you buy tickets in advance, and then $22 if you buy a ticket at the door.
Yep.
And it's a kind of hodgepodge of a whole bunch of different folks who have beer, wine, food, and samples. They're just going to be giving everyone samples. I don't know if they have a voting element to this particular event, because that's what we do for the Taste of Lake Sunapee region. We do a voting thing. So all the people who attend can like taste all of the things, and then they have best overall look, you know, how does it look?
Best taste
and all that kind of stuff. So,
yeah.
But this is take place at the Newport Opera House on Sunday, April 7th from 2 to 5. So if you're interested, you can go to the Newport Opera House website to purchase your tickets.
Cool.
So normally through Chambers, we have things called business after hours, which we've talked about here on the show before. It's an opportunity to network, kind of mix and mingle, learn and meet new people, but also to learn about the host facility or the host business or organization. When I went to IOM in Arizona at the beginning of January, or there was a chamber that was in the Midwest that was calling their business after hours Vibe at 5.
I remember this, yeah.
And I really loved it. Like, I ate it up, and I was like, that is the coolest rebrand I've ever heard. Yes.
Are you?
So this month was our last official regular business after hours month. Mm-hmm. Next month in April, it will be our first official Vibe at 5.
Mm.
So VIBE at sign 5 is what I'm going with.
Yep.
And it's hosted by The Shanty in Newberry, so Salt Hill Pub-esque kind of food, drink, that whole kind of thing. And then I'm actually using it as well as a platform to invite and encourage young professionals in the area to come out and get engaged with our young professionals group. So that is a kind of small conglomerate. There's probably maybe 10 to 12 people in that particular group who kind of meet pretty regularly, and they plan different events, and they try to volunteer for different events, and they just kind of get to know each other really closely, and then they kind of support some local business and some local initiatives in the community. And one of the biggest events they have is the Stuff a Truck event in November. And then also there's talk and planning to potentially do like a cornhole tournament, which we kind of talked about a little bit before they had to cancel it, unfortunately.
Right.
So that's kind of in the works as well. So it's kind of a spinoff group from the chamber. It's kind of like a committee of the chamber, but it's for specifically young professionals.
Yeah.
And what does that mean? It's kind of between the 20 and 40 age range.
But if you're a little bit above or below, that's okay too.
Exactly. I mean, it's really, it's a very, very loose guideline.
I could still go.
So it's a really, great opportunity to be able to pull in some of those young professionals, especially because kind of that bar scene is really where, unfortunately, is where a lot of the young professionals feel most comfortable.
Right. Yeah.
We've done coffee hours quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And coffee's great. Obviously, who doesn't love coffee or tea or whatever in the morning? But this will kind of give it a little bit of an alternative vibe to see like if there's a different kind of clientele that might want to come out. Maybe there's some people who might want to come out after hours and maybe not during work hours. So we're going to see if it reaches a different audience.
Yeah.
But definitely if you're, you know, at your place of business and you know someone who might be interested in this young professionals group, mm-hmm. there's a lot more that we could do with it. We just need to recruit. We just need to get more people to the table. Mm-hmm. And there's an organization statewide called Stay Work Play.
Yep.
And essentially it's created, the organization was created to recruit and retain and keep, if you will. Well, that's retain, obviously. So recruit and retain young professionals in the Granite State. Mm-hmm. Their sole number one job is to try and do some outreach and to connect all of these young professionals groups and to encourage people to look at New Hampshire as more than just like a launch pad for their career. Mm-hmm. Think of it as like a long-term commitment. You know, you love the Granite State has so much to offer and you can find a place where you have a really successful career and you can start a family here and you can do all of the things that young professionals want to do. Mm-hmm. And you don't have to go anywhere. You don't have to go to California or New York City or Boston. Mm-hmm. Like you can stay here.
Yeah.
So that's kind of their main focus. And so they will help different YP organizations across the state to kind of strategic plan and like put the right people in the right places and to kind of put a calendar of events together that really kind of amplify what your message is that you're trying to get across.
Yeah.
So we're going to use the Vibe at Five on April 18th at the Shanty. We're going to use that as kind of a YP and chamber member mixer. Mm-hmm. So we're going to try and get all of those people to the same space for that particular event. And we're trying to have a speaker from Stay Work Play actually come to talk about how, you know, young professionals are, you know, what they're hearing kind of on the street. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Are young professionals staying in the area? Is that on the uptick? You know, are people leaving? If they are leaving, why are they leaving? So all of those kinds of things.
Yeah.
So we're really excited about that because, you know, that's one of the things that drives, you know, it drives growth in our region. Mm-hmm. And we want to be able to be a motivator and a supporter of that. So that'll be a fun event. Again, Vibe at 5, April 18th. It's a Thursday from 5 to 7 p.m. at the Shanty in Newberry. And you will be able to register online at the actually, you can register now at LakeSunapeeRegionChamber.com. With the snowstorm, I was thinking, I was like, gosh, this is kind of the time of year where people are so antsy to get out and they like want to do, they want to do things. They're like done being at home. Like they want to be out in the community. So like what happens? And I get this question a lot at the chamber, actually. People always ask, Ashley, what is there to do when it's really bad weather?
Yeah.
When it's raining and when it's snowing and when it's all of the things, what is there to do?
Mm-hmm.
The answer is, especially this time of year, not so much. You know what I mean?
Right. Like yeah, especially right now. Yeah.
You can go out to eat and you can go shopping and you can do those kinds of things. But anything that's like an outdoor museum, anything that's outdoor, you know, outdoor recreation, like a hike or a bike or a walk. You can't do any of that.
Yeah, it's transition season.
Right.
It's muddy.
Stick season, right? That's what they call it. So for now, when you're looking at, okay, I want to do something, but it's not so great weather, here are some options. Mm-hmm. So and I leaned into the Claremont community for this one because there are quite a few places in Claremont that you could do really fun things with your, you know, with your families, with your friends. You could do some things and still get out of the house.
You can go bowling.
Right. So Myers, Maple Lanes, 125 Maple Ave. Mm-hmm. Maple Ave.
Maple Ave. Maple Avenue.
Maple Avenue. Mm-hmm. So you can go bowling. I thoroughly enjoy the team at Maple Lanes. I think they're great people.
I've always loved Maple Lanes.
And I've brought kids to bowl, but I haven't bowled myself in like years.
Mm-hmm.
But it's super great. They've got Candlepin. They've got regular big ball bowling.
Yeah, it's a good facility.
Just really great. They've done a lot of work, and they bought all new shoe rentals this past summer, like the bowling shoes. So they're brand new. I mean, everything is just cool. I just really enjoy the space. So
yeah, I haven't been there in like 30 years. So I was like a preteen bowling league.
Mm-hmm.
But
they've got a lot of bowling leagues. They got a lot of teams.
I've always wanted to do like that, like midnight candle, like the glow.
Do they have that?
I think so. I think they do it for like New Year's Eve and stuff, maybe.
Oh, okay.
Maybe?
Yeah.
Maybe. I mean, they used to. I don't know anymore.
They do have bowling for first night. I just don't know the details of it. But.
And then, let's see, what else is in Claremont?
Mm-hmm.
The movie theater.
Yep. So the movie theater, we're going to talk about that last, though. Mm-hmm. And then there's two other places you could consider to go.
So let's see. But they're not outside, right?
Correct.
Indoor mini golf.
Yeah. Yep. So Blackbeard's Cove Adventure Golf at 101 Mulberry Street. It's 18 holes, and it's only $13 per person.
Mm-hmm.
It's completely black light indoor golf. It's pretty nifty.
Yep.
I've never been myself yet. However, people say it's really great. Mm-hmm. It's really awesome.
Yep.
And they do birthday parties, and they do like corporate events and all that kind of stuff too. But it's right there next to Time Out Americana Grill, so that a lot of people will do that after they do the course.
I think they have the escape room there too, don't they?
And that's the other one. So the escape room is also there at 101 Mulberry Street. That is kind of dependent upon availability and how many people are in your group based on price.
Mm-hmm.
And one of which is like a zombie apocalypse that you have to get out of.
Yep.
And another one is an abandoned subway car. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of nifty and it's kind of cool. So they have those two options right now. And yeah, you can go and do the whole escape room feel. Mm-hmm. And still you can go to the Time Out Americana Grill, you know, afterwards.
I mean, it's really nice. Like, all in that one mill building, you got three different activities. Yeah, you can spend a whole day
it's
there.
It's pretty nifty. You got to give it to Nick Koloski. He's really got, he's got things going on there.
Yeah.
But yeah, so if it's raining, if it's snowing, if it's ugly weather, all those things, you can head to Claremont and you can do Blackbeard's Miniature Golf. Mm-hmm. You can do an Escape Factory thing. Mm-hmm. You can do Myers Maple Lanes Bowling. Mm-hmm. So many options. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, if none of those work out for you, right, you've got Claremont Cinema 6, which is one of my favorite cinemas in the entire
state.
I like
that movie theater, yeah.
It's so awesome. Yeah. I love it. It's clean. Mm-hmm. I love a clean movie theater. Yeah. And it's hardly ever really busy.
Right.
So you really, I mean, and also it's because I never watch a movie like when it first comes out.
It's fair. Yeah.
So like when I go into the theater and there's like three other people in right, there and me, yeah, I'm like, this is great.
This is the last showing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And Claremont Cinema 6 is usually open like the Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Right.
Like kind of the end of the week bit. But yeah, it's one of my favorite theaters. It's super clean. I just love going there. It's a feel good vibe.
Yeah.
When you're there. If it's a rainy day, snowy day, you've got a million and a half things to do in Claremont.
Yeah.
Bowling, miniature golf, Escape Factory, and, of course, the movies. So all of those things are great options. Great for families, great for friends. All the things are good there.
Take one more break and come back with Day Trip Destinations on News Talk 99.7 WNTK, AM 1490 FM 98.9 WUVR.
The Fortune Queen of New Orleans is brushing her cat and her on the back seat with scratches from the marks of man, her fortune she had won. Couldn't see through the tinted glass. She said, "Home, James," and he hit the gas. I followed her to some darkened room. She took my money. She said, "I'll be
they come and go, like your words that once rang true, just like the love I thought I found in you. And I remember the thunder talking about the fire in your eyes, but you walked away.
WNTK AM 1490 FM 98.9 WUVR. And welcome back to Day Trip Destinations. The segment is brought to you by Eversource. At Eversource, we know the role energy plays at the center of your life, warming your home, powering appliances, and keeping your lights on. And with global energy prices at all-time highs, they want to help. Working together, they can find a flexible payment plan or other assistance that you might qualify for. They want to find a way to manage your bill that works for you. Learn more at Eversource.com. And by New London Hospital Express Care. From rashes to bumps or fevers to falls, for life's unexpected injuries and ailments, there's New London Hospital Express Care. Visit New London Hospital Express Care with convenient evening and weekend hours, no appointment needed. You'll have access to all the services you need under one roof, including radiology and laboratory testing. This is expert care at your speed.
So for our third and final segment today, we have to talk about food, obviously, because we always do on the show.
Food!
What we were talking about is three tomatoes.
Trattoria.
In Lebanon, exactly. Three tomatoes, wood-fired, 1 Court Street in Lebanon, 603-448-1711. Find them at 3tomatoestrattoria.com. They've been there since 1990.
Mm-hmm.
Three tomatoes, I have been there once in my 15 years or 20 years of living up in this area.
Yeah. It's quite good.
It was so delicious.
It's really good.
It was so magical.
Yeah.
You can find them on Facebook, find them on Instagram, find them on their website, all the things. You can order online, and you can actually, this is a lost art. You can make a reservation.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, do you not understand what I'm saying? There are restaurants everywhere that no longer take reservations. They actually take reservations, which is nice. Magical.
Yeah, it is nice.
Almost every place I have ever gone over the past, like, 3 years, everyone's like, oh, we don't do reservations. We do call-ahead seating. Like, you can give us a call and you can just let us
know
you're coming.
Is that a reservation?
No, because if somebody else comes in between the time you call and the time you get there, they'll give
you... Then what's the point of a call-in?
Exactly.
That makes no sense.
It's so infuriating. So open Monday to Thursday, 11:30 a.m. to 8 p.m. Friday from 11:30 to 8:30 p.m. Saturday, 4 to 8:30. And Sunday, 4 to 8 o'clock. So they have a little bit of a variety of time frames there, but open each day of the week. They have their menu is right online. So if you want to take a look at that, you could certainly do that. We're going to go over a little bit of it in a minute. They obviously have a very wide selection of wine and beer and a wide selection of a drink menu as well. They do catering options. They do private events there on site. And then they also have things like gift cards and all those kinds of pieces and parts too.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously Italian food in any way, shape, or form is quite magical because who does not like pasta and pizza and tomato sauce?
I love their giant oven in there too. It's one of those giant like wood-fired,
right.
Just huge things.
I don't remember when I went there. It was probably maybe like 5 years ago, six years ago, something like that. I don't remember what I had. I do remember that I had a dessert that was really wild.
I don't think I've had dessert there.
And it was like a three, what's that called? Where it has the pistachio, the green,
the
pink, and then the brown or the white.
Not tiramisu.
No. But so some of the options they have, fresh mozzarella and prosciutto.
Mm-hmm.
And then mussels bianco.
Mm-hmm.
Shrimp scampi. Then they have caprese salad, Caesar salad, insalata mista, mixed greens, tomatoes, radish, olives, and balsamic vinaigrette,
mm-hmm.
hearts of romaine, a roasted beet and local goat cheese salad, spinach and Maple Brook Farm feta,
mm-hmm.
marinated artichoke hearts, salad additions. You can put like things like chicken breast, salmon,
sure,
kebab, shrimp.
You could put anything on a salad.
You could. Yeah. I love salad.
Salad can be good, especially when it includes everything else that you'd have in a meal.
Correct. I had a Waldorf salad the other day.
You know what I would love to have is a meatloaf salad.
You and your meatloaf. Chop it right up. Put it right on top of lettuce.
Oh, yeah.
Wood-fired pizza options, a sweet tomato pie, a margarita pie, a quattro stagioni. Artichoke hearts, mushrooms, spinach, roasted red peppers, tomato sauce, and mozzarella. Olive, cherry tomato, and local feta. Sweet sausage, broccoli, crushed red chili pepper. Pollo rosso, roasted chicken, tomato sauce, red onion, crispy bacon, arugula.
Mm.
Pollo bianco, roasted chicken, mushrooms, rosemary, garlic, provolone, goat cheese, olive oil. Sweet sausage and pepperoni with garlic, tomato sauce, and mozzarella.
Mm-hmm.
Florentina, prosciutto, spinach, caramelized onions, pecorino, and mozzarella. Prosciutto and caramelized onion pizza. They have a salmon pizza. Roasted Faroe Island salmon, mozzarella, red onions, capers, lemon, mascarpone, cream sauce. Positano, which is shrimp, garlic, spinach, mozzarella, and lemon, which sounds tasty.
Mm-hmm.
Then they have some pasta options. Linguine, tomato, basil sauce. Linguine, aglio e olio, parsley, fresh garlic, extra virgin olive oil, three cheese ravioli or tortellini. They have linguine nonna's meatballs, linguine grilled roselli, sweet Italian sausages, penne roasted garlic spinach tomatoes, fettuccine bolognese, penne carbonara, penne chicken and peppers, fettuccine chicken alfredo. People love chicken alfredo.
I know. I don't know why.
Why do they always put alfredo, like an alfredo dish with fettuccine?
Yeah.
Like, why can't you use another pasta? Then they have classics like eggplant parmesan, chicken parmesan, rosemary chicken, chicken saltimbanca, Faroe Island salmon, and it keeps going on.
Yeah, there's a lot.
So many other things.
Spumoni?
Spumoni, yep.
Hmm.
S-P-U-M-O-N-I. So it was a spumoni ice cream ball.
Interesting.
So it was ice cream on the inside, and it was like encapsulated in like a chocolate. So it was almost like a big, I don't know, like a big
ball of chocolate with ice cream in it.
And then you hit it with your spoon.
And it cracks open.
And it cracks open, and then there's this, oh my God, it was the coolest dessert
I've
ever had.
You can buy that for yourself, you know.
How? Where?
Like the chocolate syrup. Like they make chocolate syrup that like when you pour it on ice cream, it like turns into hard, like into a shell.
Yeah, but this is like more professional looking.
Well, I'm sure. I mean, yeah, it's restaurant quality, but like if you really like got a hankering to have like some like to like crack open some chocolate ice cream at home, you could just douse some ice cream and some chocolate syrup. And
I guess I could probably do that. I think there's less excitement in that. Like
when it's not as fun
when you go out.
I'm just saying, like, if you know, it's like the poor man's version.
Calm yourself down. So Spumoni is a layered mix of ice cream in three flavors: chocolate, pistachio, and maraschino cherry.
Uh-huh.
Oh my god, it was so good. So yeah, it was so good, guys. Not gonna lie. So Spumoni is the name of it. And it was on the menu. I don't know if it is anymore because they don't have their dessert menu listed online.
I've never even had like cherry ice cream. That sounds amazing.
Mm-hmm. It's so good. Yeah. It's delicious. Anyway, so three tomatoes. I love it. I've only been once, but you know.
Plus in the spring, like late spring, I think around Memorial Day, they do outdoor seating too. Like yeah, they set up a massive tent and close down the street that I can't get through to go to the bank anymore until like October.
How rude.
It's annoying.
But quite great because outdoor seating is so fun.
For them, it's awesome.
Dining a la fresco.
Is that what they call it? Fresh dining?
Outside, yes. Outside dining. So definitely an option for people. There's a lot of things to do in Lebanon, but also there's a lot of great places to eat. And Three Tomatoes is one of those places. So next and last thing I wanted to talk about here on the show. It's a jam-packed show today.
It is.
June 29th.
Yeah, that's a ways.
That's a way away. But wait. The reason I'm talking about it now is because you can buy tickets already. So it is going to be the Festival at Fort Four. So the Fort at number four in Charlestown.
Is this the Scottish thing?
It is. Mm. So a New England Scottish festival and Highland Games is taking place on June 29th at the Fort at number four in Charlestown. And it's having all different athletic activities, if you will, for actual Scottish Heritage Alliance, which is kind of like the Guinness Book of World Records.
Yeah.
Like when people hold titles and stuff, they go through the Scottish Heritage Alliance. They're bringing back Lundstrom stones, which I thought was kind of cool. Those are the things that you pick up, like the two stones and you have to walk with them.
Uh-huh.
And then there's obviously going to be food. There's going to be music. There's going to be so many things going on. Tickets are $25 right now. And then there's another fee for kids, but I didn't look at that, to be very honest with you. I don't know. Right. But there's $25 per person for adults. And it's going to be a super, super awesome event.
Yeah, I want to go to that.
I'm very excited about it for a lot of reasons because, one, I love the fact that it's at Fort at number four. Mm-hmm. There's plenty of space. There's plenty of parking. There's plenty of excitement around all of that. And it's a historic site to begin with already.
Right.
And it just kind of it feeds itself and it totally makes sense for it to be there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's this kind of an event is an economic driver for the area.
Oh, yeah.
We talk about that when it comes to the League of New Hampshire Craftsman's Fair. We talk about it with a lot of other fairs.
Well, we talk about the Highland Games up north.
Right.
You know, and it's like, I mean, just having it locally is awesome.
Yep.
Yeah.
So we're really excited about it. But if you're interested in learning more or you're interested in buying tickets now.
I bet that's going to sell out.
I would imagine it will sell out. So that's kind of why I'll mention it every now and again as we get closer to it.
Mm-hmm.
And once they have like a full-on schedule of events, then we can kind of circle back and talk a little bit more about that in depth.
Yeah.
But Festival at Fort Four is what they're calling it.
Mm-hmm.
And you can find information on the Fort at number four's website. And I believe the website is festivalatfortfour.com. Festivalatfortfour.com is where you can find all of the information.
Okay.
Save the date. Saturday, June 29th, 2024. They have a listing of their the music that they will have over the course of the day.
Mm-hmm.
And they have some videos and stuff so you can kind of get a feel for them beforehand. They go into a little bit of the history of everything. Invitational Pro Men's Class, Invitational Amateur Women's Championships, Invitational Amateur Men's Championships. All events are contested, which I don't know what that means, but I think that's important.
Mm-hmm.
They have open stone, heavyweight for distance, lightweight for distance, light hammer, heavy hammer, weight over bar, sheaf. And the crowd favorite, which is the caber, which is the coolest one.
Mm-hmm.
The caber is that the telephone pole.
Oh,
it's like
yep.
you have to like hold it, lift it. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, my God. So fun. So that's coming to Charlestown on June 29th. Definitely something to put on your calendar and to make sure that you're going to attend. $25 a ticket.
Yeah.
Bada bing, bada boom, cool. My friends.
That wraps up this edition of Day Trip Destinations. I would like to rethank our sponsors, which include Crown Point Cabinetry, Appleseed Restaurant, Bar Harbor Bank and Trust, Sweepy Marketing Cafe, One Credit Union, Eversource, New London Hospital, Forbes Tavern, Bookkeeping with Phyllis Gagnon, and Little Brother Burger at 420 Main Street in New London. Don't forget, you can listen to a re-airing tomorrow afternoon from 4 to 5 p.m. or anytime online at WNTK.com. Have a great weekend, and we will talk to you next week with a new edition of Day Trip Destinations on News Talk 99.7 WNTK, AM 1490, FM 98.9 WUVR.
You know, woman go. Like your words that once rang true, just like the love I thought I found in you. And I remember the thunder talking about the